What does that do for the sense of loyalty? We always talk with you about the quality of relationships. We've talked about it with the best coaches. They develop that sense of trust. Some of them have a different style, of course, like a Bill Parcells, where in-your-face actually builds the trust. Some, like a Dick Vermeil, where it's really genuine caring and insight into that player as well. What do you think it does in an era of free agency, where players come and go, where they're 20% to 30% turnover every year? How do you build the sense that you're a family loyal to the end, life and death, even though in reality it's something of an illusion?
Well, it is really an illusion more and more. And this, you know, everybody in our society in this day and age feels and reads in the news about the corporations having less loyalty than they used to, and employee who's worked for years and worked their heart out for an organization, they get too old, or somebody younger and less expensive can be hired to replace them. Oftentimes, it happens at the drop of a hat, which really breeds a lot of hurt and resentment and anger and disappointment, where you thought you had earned the loyalty of an employer and it really wasn't there. And, you know, in the NFL, because of free agency, you know, the loyalty, which always is a two-way street, is less there from both sides, both the players and the organization, where, you know, players also, you know, we'll just go for where maybe the money is better versus what might be better playing situation for them or a better situation for their family. And, you know, on one hand, you can really understand that. On the other, sometimes we let money be too big of a factor in our decisions that ends up negatively affecting our quality of life, even though we may be making more money.